powerful in making us wise to salvation.
A favorite Bible text about the nature and use of Holy Scripture itself consists of verses 15 to 16 of the third chapter of the Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy. The words originally refer to the Hebrew Old Testament. Although the translations vary, the main points remain that, quote, how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Useful then in many practical ways. This seemed a natural starting point from which to respond to a request from Scripture Union for new hymns on this subject, bearing in mind how many hymn books either ignore it or have a rather thin or archaic section devoted to the theme. The hymn taken up since by several books and quite a few composers is in effect an amplified paraphrase of my New Testament source. The opening word powerful represents the Greek dunamina, dynamite, rather stronger than the able of most Bible versions.
Powerful in making us wise to salvation, witness to faith in Christ Jesus the Word, breathed out for all by the life-giving Father. These are the Scriptures, and thus speaks the Lord.
Hammer for action and compass for travel, map in the desert and lamp in the dark, teaching, rebuking, correcting and training. These are the Scriptures, and this is their work. Prophecy, history, song and commandment, gospel and letter and dream from on high, words of the wise who were steered by the Spirit. These are the Scriptures, on them we rely.
Gift for God's servants to fit them completely, fully equipping to walk in his ways. Guide to good work and effective believing. These are the Scriptures, for these we give praise.